Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Lamar Jackson met with the media as the Ravens count down to Saturday's showdown with Pittsburgh.
High winning percentage against every team except the Steelers, that one team that's kind of given the most trouble. I mean, how much, you know, does that bother you at all, or does it not bother you at all? That you're 1-4 against the Steelers.
Just losing in general bothers me, you know, not the team really. Just gotta find a way to get a dub, you know, it's gonna be at a home game, so we just gotta execute at home, find a way to win.
Did you say that a lot on that game in Pittsburgh, or do you kind of try to put it behind you? Have you looked back a lot at that game in Pittsburgh, or do you try to put that behind you? How do you prepare?
Oh, no, I really didn't go back to the game and watch it a lot. You know, obviously after the game I watched it and seen things on film I didn't like. Some things I did like, you know, we did move the ball. We just wasn't finishing drives and penalties, turnovers, stuff like that. We got to clean up. But got to find a way to just put points on the board, you know, from when I did watch the game, that's all.
Lamar, you haven't played against the Steelers at home in 4 years, and you also haven't played in front of a home crowd as a starting quarterback for the Ravens. Last time was 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Fans weren't really
COVID.
Just what can that difference be for you and for this team?
Just being in front of our crowd, man. Flock Nation just being in the building, knowing it's a rival game, knowing what's at stake for us. I feel like the momentum from our crowd is just give us what we need, you know, that extra boost.
Hey, Lamar, we've talked to you over the years about being locked in and kind of that focus. That's always how you've been, but it seems like maybe even more so this year. Has that been really a point of emphasis and a focus for you this year?
Man, just trying to stay on schedule. I'm one of the vets now, so obviously I got to lead by example. So I'm trying to do it, you know, with play, off the field, everything. Just trying to be the leader that I can be, best leader at that.
Lamar, last year we took a lot of shots to Rashad Bateman down the field. Didn't connect on a lot of them. Obviously, that's changed a lot this year. What do you think a big reason for that change has been?
Us just trusting each other. Us just trusting the play call. And just connecting with our chemistry, because years ago we was out in Cali and we was working, and it was right after the season and our chemistry was there. And, you know, we both of us had injuries, you know, in the past, so our chemistry would die off some point of the season. But this year we've been healthy, and it's just been how it's been going, how it should be going, you know, just from going back to camp and just off season work.
Lamar, coming back to that Steelers game from this year, I think afterwards you said it was annoying, all the, you know, the self-inflicted stuff, penalties and not finishing off drive. Aside from that stuff, when you watched the film effort, what didn't you like from what you saw, just in terms of either plays or execution or whatever it was, besides just the not finishing drives?
Nah, you pretty much just called it all out. You know, us just self-inflicted wounds, penalties, turnovers, getting back on track is like second and long, third and long, first and long, stuff like that. It's just like we killing drives before they even get started, you know. And I watch film on that, and it's like last week we did a better job at that. You know, we wasn't first and long, second and long often. So us just being on schedule with those guys, I feel like we'll be where we need to be.
Martz, I mean, it's easy for us to say this is the biggest game of the season. Do you think about things in those terms at all?
Nah, every game is a big game. You know, like I said, like just the other day, we couldn't look at those guys' record and just think we can just go in there and just blow them out. You know, it's an NFL team. We got to go into every game the same way, trying to win, regardless of the record, who it is in front of us. I feel like we can play with anybody, play against anybody.
How do you feel about the stretch? You got it off. It's 3 games in, what, 11 days now?
Yeah, but I got to worry about the Steelers. I can't really worry about the stretch, you know. Yeah.
Have you always had this belief that, you know, this could be what the way he played and produced, and then also how does that just unlock kind of another element of this offense?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, you know, I was training with him in Cali, you know, a couple years back. Us just grinding out here on the field, just seeing what type of player he is. I just knew he gonna be one of those guys. You know, it's just over time it's gonna happen eventually, and it's happening now. You know, perfect time, I believe.
Lamar,
With him as another weapon, though, I mean, is that what we saw last week with how potent the offense could be?
Yeah, absolutely. Him and all the other guys. You know, we got a lot of great guys at receiver and tight ends and running backs in the backfield.
Do you consider the division a major prize, or for you is it more about how you guys are playing going into the playoffs?
Say it again.
Do you consider the division, winning the division, is that still a major prize, or is it more about how you guys are playing going into the playoffs?
I'm just trying to win regardless. It really don't matter, you know, win each and every game we're in. You know, we're not going into games trying to lose and picking the team and be like, okay, this is the game we're trying to beat these guys. Because, you know, it's every game, any given game, I'm trying to win.
Lamar, do the Steelers kind of defend you guys the same ways over and over, or do they change a lot from game to game what they try to do to stop you?
From a personnel standpoint, those guys like to switch it up a little bit here and there.
You feel like you guys, with the weapons you have, should have more answers for whatever they try to do?
I believe so. I believe we should have answers. But when the game comes, I bet I'll have an answer for you after the game.
with Tez scoring a touchdown this week, I know you were talking about that after the game. Do you feel like there are opportunities ahead for him in the coming weeks to see more action and help his team?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, his number called, I feel like he'll be ready and just jump right in like he did, you know, this previous game, no doubt.
Thank you, LJ.